I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 8th. No injuries after a two-car crash in Quincy Center early today. Police say the crash occurred at the intersection of Bergen Parkway and Granite Street just after 12:30 a.m. Police say there were no injuries. However, both vehicles had to be towed from the scene. It was raining at the time of the crash. However, the cause is still under investigation. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch hopes to introduce his proposed budget for the next fiscal year to the City Council on May 2nd. Koch says he's asked his department heads to hold the line on spending because he anticipates increased fuel costs and pay raises as union contracts are set to expire. The Quincy Art Association will be presenting a Kelly Cobble Memorial Award during this year's 24th Annual Arts Fest celebration. Cobble was the former president of the association and a strong supporter of the arts in Quincy. She died unexpectedly on March 12th at the age of 59. Arts Fest will be held May 21st and 22nd at the Koch Park and Recreation Complex on Marymount Parkway. The MBTA says there will be no pedestrian access from Columbia Street to the Bergen Parkway at the site of the old Lowe's Home Improvement Store this weekend as they prepare to take that building down. Pedestrians are advised to use Center Street to get to the Quincy Adams T station. A designated secure path from Columbia Street will be open on Monday. Reminder, there are overnight lane closures on the expressway due to the East Milton Square Bridge Deck Repair Project. The state says the closures are taking place in both directions between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. for the rest of the month. Boston firefighters rescued two window washers stuck on a platform outside the 42nd floor of a Boston skyscraper yesterday afternoon. The Boston Fire Department responded to a tech rescue at 100 Sudbury Street near Government Center just before 1 p.m. Officials said that rescue crews popped out of a window on the 42nd floor and brought both workers inside to safety. Both workers were unharmed. A man had to give up his cane at Logan Airport Wednesday after security agents say they found a blade hidden inside of it. Dan Velez, a spokesperson for TSA New England, tweeted out a photo of the hidden sword blade. He said state police questioned the man, and he claimed he had no idea it was in his cane. He was allowed to board his flight after he surrendered the cane. A pod of endangered right whales was spotted near the Cape Cod Canal yesterday morning. The crew of Massachusetts Environmental Police Officer's offshore patrol boat named the Thomas Paine photographed one of the whales coming up for air during the early morning hours. Officials said the crew was there to ensure vessels abide by speed and approach restrictions established to protect the whales. Last month, the Center for Coastal Studies said its aerial survey team had been watching the whales arrive in Cape Cod Bay waters. As of March 25th, they had sighted four pairs. Boats and aircraft are prohibited from coming within 500 yards of the whales. Vessels less than 65 feet in length are also required to limit speeds to 10 knots in Cape Cod Bay. State Department of Correction announcing it's beginning a two-year plan to stop housing inmates at MCI Cedar Junction in Walpole. The change will take place in three phases. According to the Department of Corrections, the plan comes due to decreased housing needs and the facility's exorbitant maintenance costs. Cedar Junction opened in 1955 and is one of the oldest correctional facilities in Massachusetts. A review found the prison requires $30 million in infrastructure repairs, and electrical upgrades alone would cost $22 million. The DOC said the prison population in Massachusetts is the lowest it's been in 35 years. The prison is at 68% capacity with 525 inmates. First phase of the process will begin within 60 to 90 days. The reception and diagnostic center will be relocated to the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center in Lancaster. Cedar Junction's two units with the most serious security concerns, the Department Disciplinary Unit and the Behavioral Management Unit, will continue operating until 2024, when the DOC finds suitable alternatives for each population. During Phase 2, inmates will be relocated to other state facilities. In the third phase, inmates will be dissolved. Although Cedar Junction will not be used to house general population inmates, the state says limited functions will continue. Boston's licensing board voted unanimously yesterday to indefinitely suspend Sons of Boston's liquor license, saying it's unsafe for them to continue to operate. The license was up for review because a bouncer was charged with killing a Marine veteran outside the bar last month. 38-year-old Alvaro LaRama, bouncer at Sons of Boston, is charged with murder after police say he stabbed 23-year-old Daniel Martinez of Illinois on March 19th. In their decision, the board cited multiple violations and a systematic failure on the part of Sons of Boston to provide a safe environment for customers and follow city protocols, adding that the bar has shown a pattern of negligence. During testimony before the licensing board Tuesday, the bar's manager revealed they didn't do a background check on LaRama. Commissioner Liam Curran characterized the lack of a background check as willful ignorance. Bar managers said that LaRama had no prior incidents. The bar's attorney turned over hours of surveillance video, which board members reviewed before their vote. During yesterday's meeting, the board laid out their evidence, saying LaRama was working security without a weapon and did not have approval, with a weapon rather, and did not have approval for it. Well, 11 people were indicted Thursday for allegedly arranging sham marriages and submitting fraudulent green card applications to circumvent immigration laws. The U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins said the defendants, who live in California, were indicted on conspiracy to commit marriage fraud and immigration document fraud in connection with operating a large-scale marriage fraud agency in L.A. 8 of them were arrested in California and scheduled to appear yesterday in federal court there and then appear in Boston at a later date. Rollins said the charges stem from hundreds of sham marriages that were arranged between foreign national clients and U.S. citizens from 2016 until last month. One of the clients lived in Massachusetts. The agency allegedly prepared and submitted false petitions, applications, and other documents to substantiate the sham marriages and secure adjustment of clients' immigration statuses for a fee of $20,000 to $30,000. 6 of the defendants are Philippine nationals living in L.A. One is from Brazil. The others are residents of Lancaster and Palmdale, California. Looking for a low-cost travel option to New York, D.C., or Philly? After many months of reduced service caused by the pandemic, Megabus is increasing the frequency of its trips between Boston and New York and resuming a number of other routes to major East Coast cities. The bus company will increase trips from Boston to New York by 60% and will reestablish service between Boston and Washington, D.C., Baltimore, in Philadelphia. Vice President Colin Emberson says the company has seen an increased demand in recent weeks as Americans look to travel again. Emberson said the increase is potentially just the first step, and if there's more interest, the company will bump up their coverage once more. The new schedule takes effect May 11th. Check of business news this morning. Stocks were higher yesterday. The Dow up 87. The NASDAQ rose 8. The S&P added 19. Asian stocks finished mostly higher as investors eyed the war in Ukraine and what the world's central banks might do to keep inflation in check. The dollar and the euro are higher. Oil at just over $96 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose in Milwaukee 127 to 121. They will be in Memphis Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Red Sox and Yankees will try again today in New York for the season opener at 1:05. And the Bruins will be in Tampa Bay at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, morning rain and showers, and then some afternoon sunshine with a high 67 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a low 44. Tomorrow, some scattered showers and a high 60 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy, maybe some late day showers, high 56. Beautiful on Monday, sunny, 61. For the boater today, waves about 2 to 3 feet. Southeast winds right now will become southwesterly, 10 to 15 knots later today. High tide, 5:43 p.m. Sunrise at 6:14, set at 7:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, April 8th.